Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 6, verses 19 through 23. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 6. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take what belongs to you and go. These are the words spoken by the master of the house, who goes out at the beginning of the day, and again at the third, the sixth, the ninth, and the 11th hours to hire workers to work in his vineyard. You know the story. At the end of the day, he pays all the laborers the same. Don't tell HR. And those who arrived first grumble because they expected more. After all, they were there longer. They did more work. But the master rebukes them. Take what belongs to you and go. Hard words, perhaps the hardest in all of Scripture. For these workers received a just payment according precisely to what they had done. No tips or bonus, no grace, no mercy. And what is theirs? Theirs is jealousy, envy, anger, resentment, hatred, and pride, just to name a few. These workers, due their wages, have received their reward, death. And such were some of you. Who among us has not grumbled about picking up someone else's slack? Who among us has not thought our work more valuable than the paycheck we receive? Our time more precious than that of someone else. Dear brothers and sisters, the fruit of such grumbling is death, and we would do well to be ashamed of thoughts like those, for those are the thoughts of those who are enslaved to sin. Paul reminds us this day that you have been set free from sin and have been bound to Christ himself. This is not your own doing and work, of course, but it is a gift, free and clear. The hour does not matter. You see, God is not a respecter of persons. He does not look at your paycheck or gauge your productivity or dig through the files to read your employee reviews. He does not mark what time it is when you arrive in the vineyard, only that you are there at his bidding. So rejoice. For you receive as a free gift that which was given to Paul and to Peter and to all the apostles, the free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For our Lord does not look at those bank accounts of yours and mine. He does not look to see whether you have made more tents than Paul or caught more fish than Peter, but freely, in love and in mercy, and according to the abundant riches of his grace, he gives to you all that he has. Thus you are no longer slaves to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Slaves to God, but free to do good works in faith. So don't take what is yours and go. Take that which belongs to your master, that which belongs to your father, because he has made you an heir to his heavenly kingdom, his own child in holy baptism, bearing his name upon your brow. All that the Father has is yours. You are free to live before him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of your life. And yet it is not you who lives, but Christ who lives in you. If he were to abandon us even for an instant, we would be lost. But our Lord is faithful, even when we are not. His death and his resurrection show you the measure of his love and devotion to you. Nothing is able to separate you from this, neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor anything else in all creation. Now some of you are being prepared to be sent out into the four corners of the earth as missionaries, perhaps to set foot on soil where no Lutheran has ever been, let alone where you have ever been. May God bless you in this, even as he puts into your mouths that word which will not return void. Know that in this and the work that you are going into, you are not alone. Every person who works in this building supports you in your endeavor in one way or another. Every member of every single LCMS congregation supports you. But more than that, you have the promise of Christ that he will not abandon you, but that he will guide you, lead you, and in the end, rescue you from this valley of sorrow and tears. If this weren't enough, and it is, that is sufficient, but if it weren't, he'll see to it that you bear fruit in his time and in his way. And though time and space may one day separate all of us from each other, we do remain united in our confession. And we remain united in his body and in his blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. And thus we rejoice in our slavery to Christ, who is our freedom from sin. For in that freedom, in the freedom of Christ, we are bound to him who is our head. And where the head goes, so goes the body. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Travis Ferguson, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.